Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
This encounter happened to me while attending college at Auburn University in Alabama. It was the hectic part of the fall school semester when students are busy preparing for final exams. I was no exception to the rule. One of the nice things about Auburn University, which is not uncommon to many other colleges, is that the library remains open 24 hours a day during final exams. As you can imagine, such an open invitation draws in a large crowd. Students occupy all the available space on several floors with books and ideas. On this particular night, at least one of them was not a student. Let me explain. I arrived at the library early in the afternoon, navigated my way to the third floor, and quickly located a desk for intense concentration. Hours passed as I put my attention on the pages of my organic chemistry textbook. It became dark outside. I was extremely happy with my progress. I celebrated with a sandwich, chips, and a few beers. At just past 11 o'clock, nature called. I entered the bathroom and made my way to the stall furthest from the entrance. A few minutes passed, and then another person entered. Here is where things turned creepy. We are two, and we are alone. For what seemed like an eternity, I only heard silence. No toilet flushing, no feet shuffling, no hand washing, absolutely nothing. Then he locked the door. At this point, my mind was racing. Was I about to be robbed? Random act of violence? A joke? I tried to stay calm as he walked over to the stall that I occupied. Eventually, he broke the silence with an offer I will never forget. He offered me a happy meal. I kindly but firmly rejected, and thankfully, he exited the bathroom. I quickly finished my business, washed my hands, and left in a hurry. The exchange had me absolutely spooked. Study time was over. On my way out of the library, I spotted him. Our eyes locked briefly, and then I turned away. I could feel his stare. All that I remember about him is that he was a middle-aged man wearing makeup and a McDonald's uniform. I haven't eaten McDonald's since.
Tickets for my favorite group were going on sale. Getting tickets for them is hell. And having a good laptop and Wi-Fi was key to up your chances on snatching a good seat.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
My university's Wi-Fi was complete ass, so I decided I would go around to various fast food places and test their Wi-Fi to see which one was the best. This wasn't too hard to do, since my university was walking distance from an abundance of various restaurants and fast food places, plus more food places that were a few minutes away by car or bus. One of the places I decided to test was McDonald's, which was only a 5-minute drive away from my university. I had my boyfriend take me, and we went inside and set up my laptop, iPad, and iPhone. We ordered something to snack on as well, because you can't pass up the opportunity of McDonald's fries if you are in McDonald's. In front of our table was a group of old guys who looked around the age where death would be knocking on their door soon. Me and my boyfriend were busy checking the Wi-Fi speed and conversing and giggling when one of the old guys stood up and decided to jokingly make a comment along the lines about how we should be doing our homework on a weekend and how teenagers were always working or on their phones. I don't exactly remember the wording he used, but it was along those lines. We both just awkwardly chuckled, and then we went back to what we were doing and tried to look busy. Apparently, old people don't care if you are busy or whatever, because he kept making jokes and speaking to us and telling us to stop working, etc. Notably, the majority of his remarks and conversation were directed towards just me and not to my boyfriend. Now, I was already kind of nervous because people randomly talking to me makes me a little antsy, especially ones who keep rambling after I make it clear I don't want to talk anymore. But him being an older man added to my nervousness even more due to how creepy and predatory they can sometimes be. He started asking questions that were more personal, like where did I go to school, how old I was, and whatnot. I was getting uncomfortable at this point, but answered his questions and told him the college I attended and how old I was. Looking back now, I don't think me telling him the truth about it was that harmful. He probably forgot them as soon as I told him. He also started complimenting me, then saying how pretty I was. All the while he was doing this, the other old men were either laughing or telling him to leave the poor girl alone. He started to make comments on me and my boyfriend's relationship as well, saying how cute we looked, it was nice to see young couples and how long we'd been with each other, etc. After we answered, he laughed and said,
"Well, if you ever get tired of him and want to look for someone else, I'm always available. You can kill me and get some money."
I was 100% uncomfortable at this point, and just laughed along nervously while scooching closer to my boyfriend. I don't think he was serious, though, and was just trying to joke around with us to seem likable or cool. But him even suggesting that was creepy and uncalled for. He finally left us alone after all the chuckles to himself and went back to talking amongst the old men. After a few minutes, I asked my boyfriend if he could grab us some things from the car, because I wasn't feeling too good due to reasons. As soon as he left, the old guy and his friends got up too, and I hoped they would just walk out and pass by my table without saying a word. But apparently I have bad luck, so instead some of the old men talking to me stopped right and stood by me. He saw my university ID card and picked it up, making remarks of how good I looked in the picture and how I looked even prettier in person, and just kept looking me up and down.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
His friends chuckled and told him to leave the poor girl alone again, and I hope he would clean the wax out of his ears and listen to leave me alone. He just laughed and placed his hand on my shoulder, giving it a light squeeze while exclaiming,
"No, I won't leave her alone. She's too cute."
At this point, I was way past uncomfortable. I knew nothing deadly was going to happen to me because we were in a public place, even if the McDonald's was empty, so I knew they weren't going to kidnap me or anything, but I was still severely creeped out. I was screaming in my head for my boyfriend to hurry the fuck back in here so they would leave, because I didn't know what to do besides nervously laugh. They lingered for a little while the old guy looked at my ID card one more time before putting it back on the table and squeezing my shoulder again. He finally left after telling me to have a good day. A few seconds later, my boyfriend returned and I was sitting there trying to relax and calm my nerves. I might be overreacting at getting so nervous, because the threat of me being taken or hurt was most likely next to none. But old men hitting on young girls just severely creeped me out beyond words.
This happened a couple of years ago. I was a freshman in college, my second semester. I was kind of a loner, if I'm going to be honest with you. Still am. At the time, I had a small YouTube channel here where I made enough money that I didn't have to work a regular job. Most college students had to work fast food or whatever, and I was fortunate enough to not be one of them. Don't get me wrong, I was poor and still live with my parents, but I made enough online that I was comfortable enough. I remember my schedule was pretty hectic this second semester. I had a really long day on Friday. Every Friday, my first class was at 7 a.m., and my last class of the day was at 4 p.m. There were a couple of hours between classes throughout the day, and I think I had about 4 in total. I lived too far from college to be able to justify driving back home, so I just kind of had to wait around on campus all day long. It was only about 4 weeks into the semester when I was really tired of this routine already. I seriously thought about dropping one of the classes, but I figured that it was going to be worth it if I could graduate when I planned to. At the end of this particular Friday, I was starving. I didn't like to eat anything on campus because I didn't really trust the staff. I know that might be bad to say, but there was this one time that I ordered food from the cafeteria on campus and got food poisoning. They're a little infamous on campus, and there are a few people that regularly eat there. Understandably so. I just found myself waiting until I got out of class to eat. And then I can eat somewhere that I actually wanted to. I wasn't sure exactly where I wanted to eat after class, and I just settled on grabbing some McDonald's on the way.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I was originally planning on picking up some at the drive-thru, but I also had to really go to the bathroom by the time I got there. I just figured it would be easier to go in and order inside. I always found it difficult to order at the drive-thru anyway. I had a hard time understanding what people were saying through the microphone, so I got in there, ordered my food, and I was good to go. I was just going to bring it into my car and eat as I drove home, but I noticed something weird going on. Right outside of the McDonald's, 2 people were having an argument. They looked like they were around my age, probably late high schoolers or college students themselves. I stood there for a moment watching to see if the argument between these 2 people escalated, and it did. The man started holding the girl's arms down and pinned her against the car. I was assuming it was one of their cars. I wasn't sure if they were together or what the situation really was. I didn't really want to intervene because it was somebody else's drama and not really my problem, but I got more and more anxious about the girl's safety. This guy was a lot bigger than her. He at least had a foot of height, and he looked like he was an athlete. I stood there for a few more minutes watching to see what was going to happen. I couldn't really hear what they were saying, but I understood that this situation was getting worse. It eventually got to the point when he opened the car door and threw her inside. I mean, literally pushed her and flung her inside the car. She didn't scream or anything, but it looked very startling. Made me jump a little bit, and then he went inside the car too. They were in the back seat, and I immediately got suspicious when he closed the car door behind him. I heard the girl start screaming from inside the car and immediately knew that I had to do something. I put my McDonald's food down on the sidewalk and then ran over to the car. I opened the car door and he was very obviously surprised that I had done so. I saw that he was about halfway through taking off his belt. I punched him in the back and this antagonized him. He struggled to get out of the car so that he could fight me. Thankfully, there were a few other people who had gotten involved before me and him had a go at it. There were 2 older men in their 40s who happened to be walking into the McDonald's that turned around and came over to help. When the other people started getting involved, he got anxious and just got in his car and drove away. I asked the girl what had happened. She told me that she didn't know that guy and he was just some random freak that wanted to use her. She claimed that he asked her to do it, but when she declined, he started getting confrontational about it. And I guess that was when I had noticed what was going on. This guy wasn't very smart. We were eventually able to identify him, and he was eventually charged with assault.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The situation could very easily have been bad. If I hadn't intervened, he may have been able to do God knows what to this poor girl. It's crazy to think that such a horrible crime was almost committed in such a public place. I mean, people are always at McDonald's. The thought that someone could even attempt such a violent and repulsive act in public like that blows my mind. The girl thanked me profusely as I had just saved her a lot of physical and psychological torment. I told her that I didn't do anything special and that I was just trying to do the right thing.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.